flirting. This is a full-time job. I'm playing my hands, so don't pull my card. I endeavor to eat as a wage earner, which doesn't make my day-to-day journal a page turner. Hey, burner, murder things as a cage bird sings about capers, stings, and wayward things. Worse things happen to better cats than me, though I never had to steal or give myself a needle. Isn't that illegal? The question's a luxury, depression's a luxury, and stress is a luxury. Blessed productive reasoning, that's a season thing that steers them, and they're closer than they look in the mirror, son. Here are some irrefutable lyrics, I hear it's beautiful, where it's been near insuitable. Irritants, heirlooms, American retribution is careless, and destitution is bailless, and restitution imperative. I wonder where it is. Pretty shameless for a shame-based culture that reigns. Hate wherever the blame's placed. I wish I could change fate or alter the course of events, and also perform some intensive positive morals of the sense. Not to mention morals. I'm sorry, I know it's horrible for morals. The supposed are objectively supportable within the absence of a galactic conscience. We're batshit conmen, spew magic nonsense. Cats flip coins and try to get a heads up, and keep their heads up, and keep defenses up, and beat their senses up. They pay to stay high, to escape the day-to-day lives. Some food on it, so I got to be thankful. Like a kid who just learned that the plague wasn't bubonic from when a rat bit his ankle. But since my circumstances are dandy, take it for granted by myself and others like me who likely have better chances. It might seem a little ranted, but we bitch on the trivial shit that makes our privilege a wee bit less convivial. We're squeamish to the pitiful, miserable images of people whose invisibleness is our ignorant bliss. Even during this time, remixes and videos seem to stir and even further free material than seems to be supported by decency. When recently we can see the secret seek increasingly frequently, marking these things even begin to weaken the hedonistic elite, and I resolve to retreat from what's real in the streets. The deal is complete. We pay to stay blind, snug and safe in the day-to-day lives. We pay to stay blind, snug and safe in the day-to-day lives.
I'm an admin of a winter of all the two, and would let one man take off the table what's intended for 9/10 of the people to eat. The only way you'll ever be able to feed the balance of the people is to make that man come back and bring back some of that grub he ain't got no business with.
The worst fashion trend in the last few years is not fat pants or clam diggers. It's the monster in American hearts when a balancer and a snake find the looks are the same. And if I figure correctly, the next few years could be messy unless we get perspective and wake up thinking from Jesse. I guess we need a lesson in compassion. Let's fade away by making space in our day-to-day lives.